If the Delta-U.S. Airways merger goes through, it will be just the latest chapter in the history of each airline. Well, actually, the latest chapter for Delta is Chapter 11, and U.S. Airways has had its share of that chapter as well. But bankruptcy aside, both of these airlines have long histories that involve a lot of other airlines.
In Delta's case, it began in the 1920s as the world's first crop-dusting company. By 1930, Delta, named after the Mississippi Delta, was flying passengers around the southeast. The first international routes came in 1953 after a merger with Chicago and Southern Airlines. Delta bought Northeast Airlines in 1972, and it became the world's fifth largest carrier in 1987, following a merger with Los Angeles-based Western. But it was the takeover of Pan Am's transatlantic routes in 1991 that made Delta a major force in travel to Europe.
220 avions de Delta Airlines s'envolent.
U.S. Airways began life in 1949. In Pittsburgh, it was called All American Airways. That name later changed to Allegheny. And the name U.S. Air came in 1979 as a result of airline deregulation. In the late 80s, U.S. Air acquired Piedmont and Pacific Southwest. Then came 9/11 and bankruptcy in 2002.
Last year, America West merged with U.S. Airways. And if a Delta merger follows, what was once at least 10 airlines will become one. No word yet on how that might affect legroom.
Come Josephine in my flying machine, going up she goes.